Hey there. Welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something that might surprise you with how straightforward it is, replacing a headlight bulb in a Tesla Model S. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's a Tesla. Isn't it complicated? But actually, it's more accessible than you might think. You won't have to take off the entire front bumper or anything wild like that. So let's get started. First up, you'll want to pull off the front wheel. Now, before you jump into that, let's talk safety. Make sure to follow proper procedures. You need to get the car up on rated jack stands using the correct lift points. Don't just throw a jack under there randomly. That could risk damaging the battery hurry pack or the body. Set your parking brake and chock the opposite wheels, just like you would with any other vehicle. Now, once you've got the wheel off, you're going to find a plastic inner fender skirt held in by a bunch of clips, usually around 6 to 8 of them, depending on your model year. Using a plastic clip removal tool, you can pop these out pretty quickly. Just work your way around and free those clips. They're not torqued down, so they'll come out easily if you use the right tool. So what tools are you going to need for this job? Grab a floor jack and rated jack stands for your Model S, a lug wrench or impact gun, a plastic clip removal tool, some clean nitrile gloves for handling that, HID bulb, and a flashlight or work light. Trust me, you'll want that light when you're working in the wheel well. Once you've removed those clips, you can pull back the inner fender skirt. No need to take it off completely. Just tuck it out of the way enough to get access to the back of the headlight assembly. Now here's where it gets interesting. You can finally access the headlight. You'll see a small plastic cover that you'll need to remove. This is your service access for the bulb. Just pull that little cover off and set it aside somewhere safe. For the Model S, specifically those made between 2012 and 2018, you'll find HID bulbs. Those are the high intensity discharge bulbs, specifically D3S or D3R. Now these aren't cheap. You're looking at about $100 for one of those bulbs, so make sure you handle everything with care. If you've got a later Model S, like the refresh models after 2018, they may have switched to full LED projectors, which means the whole assembly needs replacing if the light source fails. But if you're in luck with the HID setup, the replacement is pretty straightforward. Let's talk about removing that old HID bulb. Once the plastic cover is off, you'll see the bulb sticking out. There's a collar that locks the bulb into place. You're going to turn that collar counterclockwise to unlock it. Once it spins free, gently pull the whole bulb assembly straight back out. But before you yank it out, don't forget to disconnect the electrical connector first. Usually there's a little tab or clip you'll need to squeeze to wiggle it off. Now, pro tip, power down the car completely through the touchscreen and wait a couple of minutes before unplugging the headlight connector. Why? Because HID systems run at high voltage, and you don't want to risk damaging the ballast or getting a nasty shock. Here's another important point. HID bulbs are pressurized and contain mercury. You absolutely do not want to touch the glass part of the bulb with your bare hands. The oils from your skin can create hot spots and lead to premature failure. Always handle those bulbs with clean gloves or by the base only. Once you've got the old bulb out, check it to confirm you have a D3S or D3R. That's the one you'll need for replacement. And remember, when it's time to dispose of that old bulb, don't just toss it in the trash. These are considered hazardous waste, so take it to a recycling center or an auto parts store that accepts old bulbs. Now let's install the new bulb. Again, don't touch the glass. Slide it into the hole, making sure it aligns with the slot in the housing. Then take that collar you removed earlier, slide it back over, and spin it clockwise to lock it into place. You'll feel it tighten up. That's good. Once that collar is secure, plug the electrical connector back in. You should hear or feel it click. Give it a gentle tug to ensure it's seated properly. Now, before you put everything back together, turn on the car and test the headlight. Make sure that new bulb is working. If it doesn't light up, double-check your connector. It might need a little more attention. When you've confirmed everything's working, replace that plastic access cover and tuck the inner fender liner back in place. Secure all those clips again, put the wheel back on, torque the lug nuts to spec, and you're done. Now, let's quickly summarize what we covered today. First, make sure you have the right tools and follow safety procedures. Second, remember to handle the bulb carefully to avoid any issues. And finally, always confirm your bulb type before ordering a replacement. So what do you think? Ready to tackle that headlight replacement yourself and save some cash? Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.